This is program number LW2724. Well, a guy was driving along a highway one day when he all of a sudden looked up and into his rearview mirror, and sure enough, there was that flashing red light behind him. "Hi, this is Larry West." "You were speeding," said the policeman. "I'll have to give you a ticket." The fellow protested. "I wasn't speeding. I was doing only 40. "I'm sorry, sir," said the policeman, "but you were doing 50 in a 40-mile zone." "Now look here," said the man belligerently. "I know I was doing only 40. Well, the argument continued briefly until the man's wife interrupted, sitting there on the other side of him. She said, "You're wasting your time, officer. You can't argue with my husband when he's been drinking. I ought to know." "When you stick your neck out, you'd better be careful. You might get your head chopped off." A girl showed up at the hospital one day, not to check in, but to visit a young man who had just been taken there. He had just been in a traffic accident, and he was rather seriously hurt. But because of the seriousness of the accident, only the relatives were allowed to get in to see him. She stepped up to the desk and said to the receptionist, "I want to see John Baker, who's just been brought in." Just about that time, an older nurse stepped through the door of the emergency room and heard her ask to see the young man. "May I ask who you are?" asked the nurse. And the girl said, "Yes, I'm his sister." "Well," said the nurse, "I'm glad to know you. I'm his mother." "When you stick your neck out there, you'd better watch out. You just might get your head chopped off." Angela Channing of Falcon Crest has been sticking her low-down, high, and mighty neck out for years now. J.R. Ewing has been sticking out his from Dallas for years. And others have decided to join in on the dare. You know, all you have to do, really, is just go down the slide, pick your channel, and you see a whole host of actors and actresses sticking their necks out to get what they want at any price. Adultery, sorcery, hate, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions, envy, murder, you name it. It's all there. And we who watch cheer them on in the ratings, almost as much as fans do their own teams at the Super Bowl. But did you know that that list of stuff I just rattled off is a list I read right out of the Bible? And after God finishes the list recorded right there in the Bible, he says something staggering. God says something serious about it. These are his words. "Those who practice such things are worthy of death." They are sticking their necks out further than they think. And God says, well, he'll chop their heads off. In fact, God even says the cheerleaders, we who cheer them on, are sticking even our necks out by doing what we do. The Bible says that it's not only those who practice such things that are worthy of death, but those who approve of those who practice them will find themselves, so to speak, the victim of the same acts. My challenge today is be careful sticking your neck out. God will have his day. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Take a closer look today just to see if what you've decided is moral, you know, is okay to do. See if it's really okay. It just may be in the red zone of God's danger gauge, and such things will explode. I really do care. I have a Bible study course. It's called For God So Loved You. You know, there are actually two sides to God. We hear of only one side over and over and over again, the side that God is love. While God is love, there's no doubt about that. There is another side to God. God is also just. He's holy. He's righteous. In fact, if God's not just, righteous, and holy, he's not God. God chooses to love. And really, we can't appreciate the God is love side until we come to understand the justice side of God. And we will get caught. God is just, and he has to satisfy his justice, or he's not God. For God so loved you, he worked it out. The course is free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.